Chapter 25, The Promises to Israel. Life from the Word, a lesson of equality. In the account of the giving of the manna, we find the statement often repeated, that they gathered it every man according to his eating. They were also told to gather it for them that were in the tents. And the children of Israel did so and gathered, some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. Exodus 16, verses 17 and 18. There is something wonderful about this. It seems as though there was a miracle in it. And so there was, in a sense. But the miracle did not consist in one man's large amount suddenly shrinking in the measure, and another man's half-empty measure mysteriously filling up. The Apostle Paul helps us to an understanding of it. Writing to the Corinthian brethren concerning giving, he said, "I mean not that other men be eased, and ye burdened, but by inequality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance may also be a supply for your want, that there may be equality. As it is written, he that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack." 2 Corinthians 8, verses 13 through 15. The miracle was a miracle of the grace of God in giving. He that had gathered much had nothing over, because he divided with someone who had little, or who had not been able to gather any. And thus he that gathered little had no lack. And so we find that there in the wilderness, there was the same principle acted upon that was in the church after the day of Pentecost. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Acts 4, verses 32 through 34. We talk much about the faults of the ancient Israelites. It is well sometimes to consider the other side. With all their faults, they had none except such as are common to men. They were no worse than people generally are, and they sometimes rose to heights of faith and trust that are rarely seen. We need not suppose that they always kept up this kindness, and that there were no greedy ones among them. Even so was it in the church whose history is given in the Acts of the Apostles. But it is enough for us to know what they did at least part of the time, and to know that God approved it. God gave them bread abundantly. Their part was simply to gather it. There was therefore no reason why they should not divide with their needy brethren. Indeed, as we look at it from this distance, it seems the most natural thing in the world to do. But our condition is the same as theirs. We have nothing except that which comes from God. He gives it, and the most that we can do is to gather His bounty. Therefore, we ought not to consider any of our possessions as our own, but to hold them simply in trust for Him. But take notice that this was far different from all modern schemes of communism. It was not a dividing of property by law, but a daily giving by the strong to the weak. No one laid up anything for the future, leaving others destitute of present provisions, but trusted God for His daily supply. This sort of communism cannot be attained by any human plans. It is the result of the love of God in the heart. Whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother hath need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. This grace and this love characterize the true Israel. The Present Truth, October 22nd, 1896.